Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. It's Sunday, April 27th, 2025, and I'm Paige Estritori, bringing you the latest from the financial world on behalf of Financial Services Online. Firstly, Australian investors are monitoring U.S. trade policies with a wary eye. Findings from an InvestSmart survey reveal mounting unease, with a significant 88% expressing concerns about Trump's tariffs. Despite this, nearly half of the investors surveyed are holding steady to their current strategies, taking a wait-and-see approach, while another 10% indicate they may reconsider their position if instability escalates. It's clear that anxiety is prevalent, but so is a determined resilience, with a measured approach being commended by none other than InvestSmart CEO Ron Hodge. He emphasizes, careful navigation is crucial in this changing trade landscape. In the political sphere, financial advisors are urged to make their voices heard. The coming federal election has brought calls for advisors to engage in dialogue with politicians, underpinning the importance of their role within Australia's financial landscape. At the recent Professional Planner Advice Policy Summit, industry leaders expressed a pressing need for advisors to inform and educate members of Parliament about the value in their services. The aim is to influence future reforms and ensure a robust financial advice sector that can withstand challenges, including cost of living and tax reforms. Turning to super funds, a call to action is ringing loud and clear. Top-tier superannuation groups, led by the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, or SFA, are urging the Federal Treasury to establish a Payday Super Advisory Council. The call comes ahead of the much-anticipated payday superannuation regime expected to roll out next year. ASFA advocates a similar structure to the effective Superstream Advisory Council that united industry heavyweights guiding its implementation. ASFA's hope is that such a council provides necessary strategic and technical advice to the government as well as the ATO, leading to improvement in superannuation management for fund members. Lastly today, let's visit the property market, where young Australians find themselves increasingly sidelined. This due to rising housing prices, leading to a growing concern about dipping into their superannuation for deposits. Recent research has found substantial disapproval to a coalition proposal allowing first-time buyers access to up to $50,000 of their superannuation, with a hefty 76% expressing the belief it may further inflate prices. Voices in the industry are calling for structural reforms, such as large-scale social housing investment and building new homes. Mitchell, a representative of the younger generation affected, urges for a long-term solution to keep homeownership within reach for future generations. That's your wrap for today, Sunday, April 27th, 2025. I'm Paige Estritori with Financial Services Online, providing you with the latest in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Stay informed. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au.